our purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
It's freezing. To imagine facing this cold with no blankets, no warm clothes, nothing.
But you can change that. Join the Winter Warmer campaign by Radio Christian Voice and help spread the warmth. It's simple. Donate gently used or new warm clothing, including blankets, socks, hats, gloves, scarves, jumpers, anything to keep someone warm this winter. Drop your donations at the Radio Christian Voice office along Alakankata Road in Mass Media and let's make a real difference. Can't donate? No problem. Help by spreading the word. Tell a friend. 1-8 for more information. Winter Warmer Campaign. Your warmth, their hope.
Party concerned with Chingula riots. Zambia's annual inflation rate drops to 13% in July, and Kenya's sweeping alcohol control plans spark anger. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Opposition Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has expressed concern over what he describes as government's continued failure to effectively manage the small-scale mining sector in Zambia. Mr. Sinkamba was reacting to a riot that broke out yesterday in Chingola of the Copper Belt province, where informal small-scale miners protested their recent displacement from the Senseli open-pit mine, in which the protests turned violent, resulting in the death of one person allegedly shot by the police. Mr. Sinkamba, who is also a mining expert, blamed the incident on poor mining policies and a growing tendency by authorities to respond to civilian unrest with excessive force. It is deeply concerning that barely a month after lives were lost in Mufumbwe under similar circumstances, the nation is witnessing another tragic incident involving the death of an armed civilian, said Mr. Sinkamba. Mr. Sinkamba condemned the use of firearms on citizens, particularly those seeking to earn a living from the country's natural resources. He further questioned how the violence in Chingola could have occurred barely 2 weeks after the Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipoka Mlenga, publicly announced the empowerment of small-scale miners to operate legally. Mr. Sinkamba has since called for urgent policy reforms and dialogue to bring stability and dignity to the artisanal mining sector, warning that continued unrest could undermine public confidence in government leadership.
Sad that for want of policy direction, now youths have been in that manner. And so now we can end up in a lot of arrangement. Those are times that things are not being done properly. And Kito, for example, you saw that Black Mountain. Not a single time do we have those youths descending on the city and they start looting and breaking things.
Minister of Health Elijah Muchima has expressed concern over the growing trend of mothers opting for tinned milk instead of traditional breastfeeding. Dr. Muchima said it is unfortunate that more mothers are turning to formula rather than providing natural breast milk to their babies. Speaking during a media briefing to launch the World Breastfeeding Week under the theme "Prioritize Breastfeeding, Create Sustainable Support Systems," Dr. Muchima said that no tinned or formula milk can match the nutritional value of breast milk which is vital for the healthy growth and development of infants. It is sad to note that the number of breastfeeding mothers in the country continues to decline, thereby depriving newborn babies of essential nutrients found only in breast milk, said Dr. Mchima. The minister cited studies showing that children who are breastfed regularly tend to perform better academically than those fed on formula milk. Dr. Mchima further stated that breastfeeding is a fundamental right of every child and urged mothers not to deny their children this natural advantage.
From God, you are shy. When you are breastfeeding yourself from the mother, your mother was not shy, but you want to be shy. That's one of the reasons that is causing problems. They are becoming too proud. When there are people feeling shy to breastfeed, that's one of the problems. Let's go back to our norms. This is quite touchy.
Zambia's annual inflation rate for July 2025 has decreased to 13%. Down from 14.1% recorded in June 2025. This means that on average, the prices of goods and services increased by 13% between July 2024 and July 2025. Zambia Statistics Agency ZAMSTATS Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda attributed the decline to reduced prices in both food and non-food items. For food items, there was a general reduction in the prices of cereals, vegetables and fruits, while on non-food items, decreases were observed in the prices of motor vehicles, passenger transport by air, small electric household appliances and fuel, said Ms. Mudenda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that according to regional data, Western Province recorded the highest annual inflation rate at 17.6%, while Eastern Province had the lowest at 9.8%. And Ms. Mudenda revealed that the country recorded a trade deficit of 5.3 billion kwacha in June 2025. She said that this came as exports declined by 28.4%, while imports dropped by 6.1%. The Nalolo Town Council has expressed concern over the low repayment of Constituency Development Fund CDF loans, revealing that over 8.7 million kwacha disbursed to 90 beneficiaries between 2022 and 2024 remains unpaid. Nalolo Town Council Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba says a total of 8,704,175 kwacha was disbursed as empowerment loans under the CDF programs across 3 years, and only 296,625 kwacha has been recovered. Mr. Kandimba said that in 2022, 30 beneficiaries accessed loans amounting to 2,550,165 kwacha, but only 200,696 kwacha has been recovered from the 20 beneficiaries, leaving a balance of 2,349,468 kwacha. In 2023, 36 beneficiaries received 3,397,010 kwacha, of which just 85,527 kwacha has been recovered from 13 individuals, leaving 3,311,482 kwacha unpaid, said Mr. Kandimba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He further revealed that in 2024, 24 beneficiaries were issued loans totaling 2,757,000 kwacha, but only 10,400 kwacha has been recovered from a single beneficiary, leaving a balance of 2,746,000 kwacha. Mr. Nkandimba described the situation as unacceptable and has vowed to implement strict loan recovery measures, including the issuance of demand notices to all defaulters. He said that the council has been left with no option but to act through the law, reminding all CDF loan beneficiaries from the past 3 years to settle their debts to avoid punitive action.
The council has just been left with no option but will institute effective loan recovery measures like issuing demand notices to all the defaulters to address the aspect of weak enforcement of penalty